The actor Rip Torn was known for his versatility. He could play stern, he could play grumpy for laughs, or completely sell an outrageous role. Rip Torn died yesterday at his home in Connecticut. He was 88 years old. And the tributes are pouring in from Torn's co-stars and peers, including Albert Brooks, Will Smith, and Alec Baldwin. NPR's Andrew Limbong has this appreciation.
In the HBO sitcom The Larry Sanders Show, Rip Torn plays Arthur, the producer of the late night show, the guy in charge of keeping everyone happy. The guests, the network execs, but most importantly, the host.
We tell that new guy on camera 3 not to go so close on Larry. General rule of thumb, if you see nose hair, it's too close.
He was born Elmore Torn in Texas. Rip was his nickname. And while he was most known for his work on The Sanders Show, earning 6 Emmy nominations, winning 1, his body of work was long and varied. After a stint in the Army, he left his home and ended up working as an actor in New York, where he immersed himself. He studied at the Actors Studio, which led to director Elia Kazan casting Torn in the Broadway production of Sweet Bird of Youth, which earned Torn a Tony nomination. He played Big Daddy in a TV adaptation of Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, across from a young Tommy Lee Jones.
Would you answer my question? What you drink? Why you throwing your life away, boy? Like something disgusting. You picked up off the street.
In the 1976 David Bowie sci-fi movie, The Man Who Fell to Earth, he played a sleazy scientist.
I gradually began to lose my interest in 18-year-olds. I don't know what happened to me.
In Men in Black, he played the stern but trusting head of the agency.
We had an unauthorized landing somewhere in upstate New York. Okay, keep your ears open on this one. We're not hosting an intergalactic kegger down here.
Torn told NPR's Susan Stamberg in 1984 that he didn't want to keep playing the same roles over and over again, particularly the types of villains he played early in his career.
People a lot of times relate to you that way, even while you're on the set. They just...
You mean they act like that in real life?
They'll tell you later, say, I know it's not you, but God, I hate you. You know, and it gets to be a bore after a while. Yeah, I like to mix it up. I like to play all kinds of different roles.
Rip Torn was a notoriously difficult man to deal with. He had issues with alcohol, a couple of reported arrests for drunk driving, and he was prone to angry outbursts, which were sometimes caught on tape. There's an infamous scene in the 1970 movie Maidstone. The film was written, directed by, and starred Norman Mailer, playing an actor running for president, filming a movie about a brothel. Torn plays his half-brother, who, in the last scene, attempts to assassinate Mailer's character by hitting him over the head with a hammer. Torn gets a little too in character and actually tries to do it.
You crazy fool!
They wrestle to the ground. Torn is on top of Mailer, choking him. Mailer bites Torn's ear. Both of them are bleeding. Kids are screaming in the background while the crew pulls them apart. They get up, trade insults. One of the kids says, don't fight anymore. Torn says,
that's right, baby, no fighting. It was just a scene in a Hollywood whorehouse movie.
But with Rip Torn, it seems there was no such thing as just a scene. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.